Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ruth Sherman is here. I'm excited, too. I know. It's Ruth. Ruth's back. She's been a member of our Brain Trust now for coming up on 11 years. We'll have to get her back in a couple of months and celebrate her 11th anniversary. She's one of our top communication experts, one of the ladies who helps us put our best foot forward in the marketplace. She's the author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away, and she's our good friend, Ruth Sherman. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Almost 11 years. How about that?
I'm shocked. Oh, my gosh. I was thinking about that. Boy, my hair wasn't gray 11 years ago.
I didn't think, when I, you know, last time I saw you, I wouldn't have known that.
Oh, well, there you go. One of my secrets.
That's right. Yeah, it's out now. So, yeah, I tell people my hair is not prematurely gray. You can tell how long I've been around. So it's good to have you back. And
thanks.
You're one of the people that we count on, have counted on now all these years. You keep coming back and giving back to small business owners, and we really admire you for that.
Thanks, Jim. You know, I was listening to what you were saying toward the end of the last segment, and it's you know, the reason that you get out of bed every morning. If you can make business owners' life just a little bit better. And I would agree with that. That's what we do. That is what we do. So I appreciate being
yeah.
with you today.
Well, we're glad you're here. So, okay, can I say this? Is it the year of the lady and the woman or whatever? What is this, the year of the female in national politics?
Oh gosh, I certainly hope so, Jim. I certainly hope so. But whether it is or it isn't, it's kind of early to tell. I know you agree with that.
I think it already is. I mean, regardless of how things turn out, I think it already is.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of really interesting women come forward, step up, and compete on a world-class stage in the highest-stakes contest, the biggest, baddest one that there is,
yep.
and do really very, really well. And do things that the men on the stage with them can't do or aren't able to do. So we're seeing something very new, very interesting. And I think you're right. Even if the race, the political situation turns out to be a contest of only men, we are seeing some breakout performances and, you know, women being recognized for the accomplishments that they've earned.
Well, and I think it's interesting that the women are being treated a little bit more like guys would be treated, meaning held accountable.
Yeah,
and not in a, as in some ways maybe there's some less than chivalrous behavior, but for the most part I think the ladies are being called out on their record and being held accountable. What do you think?
I think
they should expect nothing less.
And I think that they should be, of course. They should be held accountable, as they all are. And I think that, in terms of, it was actually quoted in the Washington Post on Friday, just about this topic, which mm-hmm. was about, you know, what women have to watch out for and what, you know, the different expectations in these types of situations that women face.
Right.
Everything from the height of the lectern or the podium in these debates, which are made for
right.
six-foot-tall men,
right,
to whether a man can physically approach a woman. We all remember what happened way back. Well, maybe not everybody remembers when Hillary was running,
right.
senator, right? And her opponent, whose name escapes me, approached
yep.
her and how threatening that turned out to be,
Which was bogus, as far as I'm concerned.
I agree with you, Jim. I thought it was
because, like I said,
too.
if you're gonna play in the big yard, then you need to act like you can play in the big yard.
Right. Well, whoever made up that story or who decided to call
yeah.
it out, you know, got some traction on it. So ever
mm-hmm.
since then, it's been a no-no. Do not approach another woman on the stage for right, whatever
don't
reason.
Invent, you know, don't do what and of course it was okay when Al Gore invaded Bush's space, if you remember, in
I
that
do.
Debate, you know, he walked over and Bush said, "I'll be with you in a minute," you know.
right.
But no, there is a difference between men and women, irrespective of party. There's a difference somehow. There are some differences, but I think it behooves the ladies to minimize that, and I'll give you an example of why. I'm not surprised you were quoted in the newspaper because you're a quotable person, but in an article by Kimberly Strassel in the Wall Street Journal about Carly Fiorina, she said this about all women. She said men don't have to prove that they can be the commander in chief. She was talking about the differences between men and
Absolutely.
Women.
Absolutely.
She said men don't have to prove that they can be the commander in chief. She said women will. Women do.
That's right. And one of the things, of course, that we have, just to go along with what Strassel said, is that we have lots and lots of models of men in leadership roles. And, of course, all presidents have been men.
Right.
So it's not hard to imagine a man in that role. It's much more difficult to imagine a woman in that role.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, too, which is I think is interesting and something that I said, is that men, all of these men, and men in CEO positions, they get opportunities to fail all the time.
Yep.
Right? Before they succeed.
Yep.
Well, Carly Fiorina and most women like her have had one or two chances
mm-hmm.
to be in CEO positions
right.
in corporate, and if they've failed, well, that's just unfortunate for them that is the track record
mm-hmm.
that they have to go on. But it isn't fair. It isn't fair. But it is what it is, so we have to be mindful of that.
No, that's well said. And, you know, my wife and I were talking about Carly's corporate record.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are all kinds of sound bites from her mm-hmm. corporate record that you could go and find it and see places to write a political detraction for, right?
Right.
But taken in the whole, which a sound bite doesn't allow you to do, she's got a pretty good track record.
She's got a good track record. She certainly has, she's a talented woman, and she's an amazing communicator.
She
did. You've never really seen anything like that.
She stood her ground in that debate, didn't she?
She was genius in that
yeah.
debate. But and part of that is talent. She's talented. She has natural
mm-hmm.
ability, and I'm very stingy when I assign natural
you
ability
are.
To somebody.
You
very,
are.
Very
you know,
stingy.
The thing that she's got to deal with right now is convincing people that she's not running for vice president.
You're right.
She actually is still running for president. Hold
great
on to that
point.
Thought. Quick, Ruth, give us your website quickly, please.
RuthSherman.com.
RuthSherman.com. Couldn't get any easier than that. Ruth and I will be right back. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.